producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And things, all the focus here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into my romp through the world with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden in this hour of the Good Day program. There is a focus on fertility. We could have that in an echo chamber, maybe, Richie. Focus on fertility.
Fertility.
Experts are warning men who use a mobile phone for as little as 1 hour a day that you are cooking your sperm.
Awesome. I don't need to get snipped now.
And lowering the significant import of what comes from sperm. The new study shows that having a mobile phone close to your hoo-hoo, or within a foot or two of that, can lower sperm levels so much that you'll find it very difficult to conceive. Conception affected by that. So, I wanted you to be the first kids in your neighborhood to know that was the story. So there it is. I've told you, don't need a whole lot of discussion. Perhaps we'd just as soon move on. Imagine. All right, your imagination in gear, Jennifer?
I am in gear, Dougie.
All right. You just got a brand new car.
Yay!
And it's got a what they call a transmission box or a gear box in it. You take it out for that first road trip, and you blow the clutch.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
This would never happen, by the way. First of all, I'd never have a clutch.
No. All right. I'm using it for the story.
Okay.
Yeah, and a clutch is much more fun. Richie's right.
Well, I would never know how to do
it. Much more fun.
It's kind of hot to, like, you know, hold on to the stick shift and look over and wink at somebody.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it's not that hot when you stall out. Yeah. Not that hot.
You gotta learn how to drive.
Right.
Okay, so now let's put your imagination, you know how radio is, it's great for your mind, your imagination, using your imagination. Picture a $360 million warship that you just paid for, and it's called the USS Milwaukee, one of the newest combat ships, 380-foot long, $3,400-ton ship, broke down in the Atlantic. A month after it was commissioned, the ship had to be towed back into Virginia, into the port. Navy said at the time that debris was found in filter systems in the engine room of the ship, causing a loss of pressure to the lubricant that gears up the diesel and gas turbine and causes the ship to move. You know how we translate this?
That's an easy problem.
Wow. It's called a clutch. And the clutch blew. So the engine stalled. Or actually, what happened was, the engine was running fine, but there's a converter. I'm simplifying this down, but it's the engine, if you're talking about a race car, well, not even a race car, let's just say it's a Jeep, a four-wheel drive Jeep, has a transmission, has a converter, a torque, and there's also a...
No, you're getting in the weeds here, Holmes.
All right, so I don't have to go there. All right, thank you. Well, I'm just...
Mr. Goodwrench.
I was just
dialing back just a notch.
If it's bad enough that you're confusing Rich, come on.
No, you're not confusing me, but...
You're right.
I see Jennifer's eyes rolling over.
Okay, well, she doesn't like it when we talk about cars.
Although, Jen, you got to get in the passenger seat of my 67 Bronco.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah. Feel second gear, third gear. It's fun.
Isn't there a Beach Boys song like that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there is Little Deuce Coupe.
Yeah.
Except mine could run over the Little Deuce Coupe.
Yeah, I know. It's Richie is such a hell of a man. All right, so anyway, the point is, we paid $380 million for a ship that doesn't move. And nobody, it took, you know, how you have to take the interior guts of the ship has to be taken apart in order for them to fix this. And I guess the good thing is that it wasn't out in the middle of the Atlantic. And when this happened, they're still on.
I know exactly how they feel. 2 weeks ago, I had to replace the light bulb in my headlight on my my Fusion.
Man, how much did you take apart to get to that?
You have to take the wheel fender, the fender well out of it, the little plastic thing above your tire.
Yesterday,
you must have, like, who designed this?
All right, so you must have been watching what happened yesterday in the garage at the farm. The guys were fixing a manifold on this Ford. Now, I don't ever buy trucks that have gas engines, but I happen to have been given this one, so I gave it to one of the guys to drive. As it turns out, there's a manifold problem, and it turned out that the manifold problem was really a vacuum problem. In order to fix it, this is on the top and the side of the engine, they had to take the fender off to get at where the way they had engineered it, designed it, this tubing was rubbing against the housing for the, you know, there's a guard that's placed underneath the fender so that all the gluck from the road doesn't get under the fender and into the workings of the engine. So that was the, they had to take that off, take the fender off to get in this one little tube and replace it. Took 4 hours.
You got this, Jennifer? You with us?
No, I'm actually reading the Encyclopedia Volume B.
Okay. I'll stop now. All right, here's a
boring
big story. All right, okay. Calm down, will you please?
Oh, I love you. It's fine.
Right. Let's talk about something pink to make her feel better.
Two women were arrested for cavorting nude aboard a bus as it was touring downtown Manhattan. They took the bus because they had had an issue at work. They were on a break and they were talking to some of their friends and whatever went on. They were told by their boss that they couldn't have these conversations on company time, but they said, no, this is a freedom of speech. It happened that they were working in City Hall. So they got out of work, they jumped on the bus, and when the bus went by City Hall, they took down their pants.
Yeah, the old moon. They let the moon shine.
Right. They were clad in skimpy black bras and panties. Letitia Talbert and Akilah Withrock braved the cold outside the Manhattan Supreme Court building. They have decided they're going to sue the city for $20 million. I guess this is among 15 people that were arrested for... not particularly following the rules at work. So they cleaned out this. I think this goes deeper than just not being able to talk to their friends. They apparently were having a party in the break room with their friends, and they're getting a little carried away.
Yeah.
And so they got fired, and they are protesting because they were having fun on their break. I like that.
So that's how you protest to say what I did having a party during my break wasn't wrong.
Right.
I'm going to protest by
taking
my clothes off.
Let's get naked.
Right. I like their thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, Rich is like, do they need jobs? Do they have a couple of openings?
Right, exactly. So much for the criminal justice system at the moment. Quarter past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Provia helps those of you who are losing your hair. This is hair thinning therapy. Don't you like that, the way that sounds? Hair thinning therapy. To reduce the premature hair loss that you're going through and you're having a problem with thinning hair, this is the way to do it. Provia's hair thinning therapy. It cleanses the pores on your scalp. Cleanses them. You've been using cheap shampoos, cheap rinses, cheap creams or gels or whatever. That stuff plugs up the pores so the follicles of hair that are growing under your scalp can't get out. So when the hair falls out, which we all lose our hair, you know that. You've been looking at hair in your brush for years, right? Richie's been looking at it. He's still got a full head of hair. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, same thing. So it does naturally replace itself unless you've been foolish enough to use cheap shampoos and plugged up all the pores. So now you got to cleanse them, and that's what Provia does. Provia and its super concentrated brother, yours for the asking when you call 800-525-8319. This is guaranteed, has all kinds of good things in it. If you use it 1 week a month, it will give you faster growth. It'll give you a better appearance. and it'll stimulate the, because you're cleaning out the pores, so it'll stimulate follicle production, thickness, because there's a volumizer in it. This is really good stuff, and it's very inexpensive in comparison to what you would have to do if you were, let's say, trying to go to the guy down the street who's got a hair replacement therapy shop, and you're going to chop up your head. Don't let them do that. Call 800-525-8319 for Provia. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a bottle of the Super Concentrate for faster results. Enrich the health of your hair. Use Provia. 800-525-8319. I've coined a little thing that the company has now taken. Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Are sharks keeping you out of the water? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why you have way more to fear on land next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Thanks to Hollywood, sharks are easily the most feared creatures in the sea. The truth is, you have a much better chance of being struck by lightning or winning the lottery than being bit by a shark. Way more people die from car accidents, bee stings, falling coconuts, and even champagne corks than shark attack. So yeah, with proper perspective and a little common sense, you might be safer in the water than on land. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Tis the season when Hollywood fans set their social media feeds on fire, commenting on celebrity red carpet styles. So celebrities bring their A-game to look their very best in often very revealing designer fashion. Emmy and Golden Globe-winning actress Jane Seymour says women of all ages can create their own award-worthy appearance, and that includes beautiful skin.
Red carpet fashion is typically very revealing, so it's important to not only present a youthful face, but also youthful, beautiful skin everywhere else.
Seymour says age shouldn't stop you from showing off your skin. Her secret weapon in the fight against crepey skin is a two-step system called Crepe Erase.
As we age, we get crepey skin, that skin that looks dry and wrinkly like crepe paper, on our chest, neck, arms, and legs. I've been using Crepe Erase for some time now, and I can't say enough about the results. In fact, I posed in a bikini when I was 62, and I wouldn't have done that before Crepe Erase. Now I'm 65, and I do it again. My skin looks that good.
To learn more, visit creeperace.com.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on franchiseexpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit franchiseexpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
All right, let's see what we have in the lot and order.
Excuse me. Someone's getting out of the closet.
Really?
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
An Amish man chose to spend 3 days in jail, Richie, rather than pay a fine for refusing to put an orange slow-moving vehicle triangle on his buggy because the sign violates his religious beliefs. Jonas Schwarzenhuber belongs to the family Schwarzenhuber order, which says the Bible prohibits brightly colored belongings. He was jailed last week after a county judge found him in contempt for not paying a $119 fine because of the citation. He is going to be allowed to wear a blue shirt and pants instead of the usual bright orange coveralls, according to the judge.
Wait a minute.
The sect members claim to be the county's oldest Amish order and adhere to the Amish idea of being
separate.
So they're
giving him a fine for not putting an orange sign on his buggy, but they are okay with giving him a different colored suit to wear in jail so it's not orange.
Question, what goes clop, 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 bang, bang, clop, clop? It's an Amish drive-by.
21 after on Good Day.
Removing bad bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Start off the top five from this week in 1991 with your fave, Celine Dion.
The woman that stole $1,000 from my parents.
And Where Does My Heart Beat Now?
Wench.
Number five from this week in 1991. Give her a break. She lost her brother and father.
And her not her father, was her husband.
I look like your father. I mean, I think she's a nice person, but just this. I took money from my family.
They bought tickets for the show, so they got what they deserved.
No stuff from my family, I'll give back to you.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so we're going through the top five songs for this week in 1991 in the musical portion of the Good Day program. Big pop hit, Where Does My Heart Beat Now? Celine Dion is number five this week. Let's see, moving to number four, it's Mariah Carey's turn.
It's all
right. Hi, Jen.
I like it.
Someday, number four, this week, 1991. I'll listen to a little more of this. I think I like it.
A little musical side note here.
Yeah, Rich.
Last night I took my daughter to see R5, which is a guy, a band, the Ross Lynch and his siblings.
Yeah.
He's a Disney actor. So it's pop, rock pop type stuff. And it was fun. They were good. They were great. But as one of their encore songs, Doug, they played a Led Zeppelin tune.
Really?
Whole Lot of Love. And these 15-year-old girls freaked out.
Really?
They loved it.
Really?
Like score one for the dads in the crowd. Very interesting.
Were there mothers or mostly dads there?
Both. Huh. Yeah, the crowd was mostly 14-year-old girls with their parents.
Yeah. All right. Number four, Mariah Carey. Move now to the number three position, Richie, if you would. Timmy T.
One more try.
Oh, boy.
You know this one, Jen Dance?
Oh, I sure do.
Why? What happened?
I loved this song. It was just so darn dramatic.
Did you slow dance to this song with someone special?
Maybe. Probably not. Who am I kidding?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Slow dancing still freaks me out.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a slow dancer.
Oh,
too much interaction and eye contact.
Oh, man. There was nothing like when the lights came on in the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning. No. You had that one last song.
I was more like the girl dancing on the bar to Baby Got Back.
Nice.
More my style.
All right. That's number 3. Timmy T, One More Try. Number 2.
Get up on that bar, Jen.
C and C Music Factory.
Now we're talking. This is closing time for me.
Going to make you sweat.
Shake it, girl.
There you go.
I can absolutely 100% see you on the bar this time.
Oh, 100%. Probably because there's pictures you can imagine. Do a YouTube search.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
A YouTube search of you dancing? Is that what we're looking for?
Sure.
Let me see.
All right. In the meantime, let's get to the number one song this week in 1991, Whitney Houston. All the Man I Need. Charts when she had a big tune, big voice, all kinds of stuff going on for her at that time. Top 5 songs this week in 91. Whitney Houston, number 1. CC Music Factory, 2. Timmy T, 3. Mariah Carey, 4. And Celine Dion, number 5 here on your day.
Good morning, Jane. Wow, you're glowing. You must have had a good night.
I had a great night. I slept with Somnipure.
Oh, is that the French guy in sales?
No. Somnipure is a non-prescription sleep aid. Remember how I couldn't sleep? I'd lay awake with my mind racing. Well, I heard an ad on the radio to try a free bottle of Somnipure, and my sleep has been amazing ever since.
Jane, you're sleeping with Somnipure? I'm also sleeping with Somnipure.
Me too. I'm sleeping with Somnipure every night.
I slept with Somnipure all night. Not long.
Somnipure is a best-selling sleep aid at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for the small price of shipping and handling, you can have a free bottle shipped to your door. But hurry, supplies are limited. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. If you're not sleeping with Somnipure, you're not sleeping. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. Fortressclothing.com. It could save your life one day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden here to speedily and efficiently go through some of the big topics of the day and how we feel about them and how you feel about them. You can share with us as well. Lots of Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter. Follow-up, I would say, to our conversations at Good Day Show. Yes. So people will let... We posted yesterday, or the day before, one day this week, a picture of a lion that had been killed by a six-year-old boy. And as you can imagine, it has stirred the pot here a lot. The investigation continues into other forms of animal cruelty. I think Jennifer and I don't agree or didn't agree on the whole idea.
Because you're a hunter does not mean you're ISIS.
Well, I didn't say that, but I...
No, you did. You said that the people... I think what you said, and I'll loosely phrase this. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You can correct me, but...
I will.
What I heard you say is that there is no difference between people who hunt animals and... well, it's Daesh, but you always say Daesh.
No, what
Daesh,
I said
in your word.
Was, whether I got it across clearly or not, is that the training by adults to kill animals and teaching their children at 6 years old to kill animals is what Daesh is doing with their children. So I may not have come across, but that's what they're doing. And I believe that, and you look at this picture, that it is, we're not necessarily saying, or I'm not saying, that it's the same thing, but what I am saying is it teaches people to think that way. If it's okay to kill an animal like that under the circumstances that they are being killed as if they were pridefully achieving
the
something.
The difference is that the people at Daesh aren't teaching their kids to eat the animals and sustain their lives with
no, and neither are the kids that are killing the animals like that in Africa as portrayed in that circumstance. There are people that do kill animals, that do eat them, but that wasn't what was going on in that picture or that story. It was just
this isn't everybody, but I still really believe that hunters in majority basically have a better respect for life than most average people do because they see the life cycle.
I think that that may be the case with some, maybe even the majority, but what I'm pointing out here, we're missing the boat, we're missing the message, is that these animals don't, they haven't done anything, they don't deserve to be killed, and there's that, plus the teaching of a six-year-old to stand there with a rifle and look pridefully at the dead lion nauseates me. So it can be, however you look at it, you can look at it any way you want to. For me, I'm nauseated by it.
Is he going to eat the lion?
No.
Or it's just going to be a trophy?
Look at the picture. It's a trophy. Look at it.
Yeah, I'm not a big trophy guy.
No. Yeah, I don't like the trophy either. Look, and I've told Doug, if I had to rely on myself to shoot animals to eat meat, I would probably become a vegetarian. Mm. I don't necessarily have
not
that
many.
Bone in my body.
No.
But at the same time, I think that it's really unfair, and maybe, like I said, maybe I misunderstood you, but it's unfair to say that killing an animal is the same as killing a human. I do not believe that that's the case.
Yeah, I didn't say that, although I do feel that killing animals, and the reason it's done, I have, when Michael Vick did what he did with the dogs,
oh,
or anybody who abuses,
yeah.
This is abuse.
Of course.
So, let me just go to the next step here in trying to further my ideas, and these are my ideas based on growing up on the farm, being around these animals that I love, and then
that you keep in captivity for human purpose.
I keep in captivity for
that you breed.
Captivity is not necessarily the word for their capture.
Is there an electric fence around them?
There is an electric fence around some of the pastures.
Let the cows free, Dougie.
Yeah, okay.
Let them run.
Street. All right.
If you really love them, free, set them free.
Okay, I'll do that, Rich.
They come back to you. They're truly yours.
Sure.
If you want to, if those of you who are members of the PETA group know that to make a 40-inch fur coat takes 30 chinchilla, 60 minks, 50 sables, 50 muskrats, 45 opossums, 40 raccoons, 35 rabbits, 40 foxes, 20 otters, 16 coyotes, 15 beavers, or 8 seals. Just in case you wondered, if you're wearing a fur coat. This is, and I'm making no point
I'm
here.
I'm with you there, but I'm wearing a leather belt and shoes, so what do I do?
Yeah, well, I wear leather shoes. People say, what about the cows and you? I don't wear many leather shoes anymore because they don't fit my feet, but anyway, the animals, this is what upsets people, the way the animals are cared for. And so there's a big to-do about this on farms. And one of the things we talk about on the American Family Farmer, which is a one-hour radio show I do on the weekends, many of these same stations are now carrying it, I focus on the problems that farmers are having and the way to fix some of these problems. One of the things in terms of the public perception of what you do, this is where the big problem is. These animals that I just talked about that are being used for these coats and stuff oftentimes are electrocuted now. And basically what they do is they hook wires up to them and fry them from the inside out. It's like you put them into a microwave and turn it on. I just can't abide. I can't accept it. I will not. I don't. I don't like the fur on the collars. But you know, that's a choice. I'm not crazy about it like the PETA people are that throw paint on people who wear skins of animals. But when they cook them like that, no excuse for it. There's a lot of better ways. But the reason they do it is to preserve the fur. They don't care about the animal. They just care about what they get out of their fur, so it doesn't bother them to electrocute them. That's the sort of stuff I'm talking about more here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm onto this at the moment. I don't have a problem with people who, for example, take the wool from a sheep. That's pretty simple, straightforward. You take the sheep into a little area, in a closed area, and you just use clippers and you take the wool off.
They feel naked.
Well, but, you know,
a lot of people...
It's
actually good for them.
Yeah, it is.
It depends on the time of year. If you do it in the wintertime, it's not good for them. But then, you know, there are a lot of people that are not taking good care of their sheep. They let the wool get too long. Maggots grow in there, and then they kill the sheep in order to get the wool off of them. I find it bothersome. And every once in a while, these stories come to my attention, and I pass them along. Not stories, but stuff that I've seen opening up. You know, you can go, as the beauty of the internet is, there's a story about something, and next to it is a story that's similar. You might also be interested in this. So I just keep clicking through and seeing this stuff, and as I see it, it makes me crazy. So, call me crazy, but...
Crazy.
It's worth some time.
I'm with you on some of it.
All right, so in a moment, we're going to travel to New Jersey. To find out what really the taxpayers of New Jersey spent in the Bridgegate problem. The numbers are now coming out. So that information. And a story from a school this past weekend where children were invited to come to school in their pajamas, and how that worked, actually didn't work. 42 past the hour on Good Day.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations? For barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists. A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Attention, men. It appears that size does matter when we are talking about your brain and memory. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Well, guys, the truth hurts. A recent Mayo Clinic study leaves no wiggle room. Your memory becomes worse than women's as you age. The news is even more sobering. Your brain is smaller, too. At least the part of it that controls memory, the hippocampus. It also shrinks continually from age 40 on up. It's no surprise, as your brain shrinks, memory declines. Women have the upper hand here mainly because of the protective effects of estrogen. And once again, sorry guys, there's nothing you can do about the estrogen advantage. Genetics, of course, play a role, as does a healthy lifestyle, exercise, and good nutrition. But acceptance is helpful too, especially when you were repeatedly told that you were the last one to have the car keys.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean, no added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Hello, I'm Linda Gray, and I lost my mother and a dear friend to Alzheimer's disease. Nearly two-thirds of the 5.5 million Americans suffering from Alzheimer's are women. Join the fight to help find treatments and cures for Alzheimer's faster by registering at brainhealthregistry.org. We collect vital research information online for free. Please do your part. I'm doing mine. brainhealthregistry.org.
All right, we have 45 past the hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Parents and teachers angry after the principal at an elementary school in Brooklyn excluded students last Monday from a Valentine's Day party because they didn't wear pajamas. They held a three-hour-long Valentine pajama game, and this was the site, school gymnasium. Had a DJ there, Richie, a dance party.
Fun.
Cupcakes.
Neat.
Students who are mostly from low-income areas told to bring their favorite pajamas. And this flyer was sent home the Friday before the event. Notice didn't say the pajamas were mandatory, which is why teachers were shocked when the principal checked the children to approve their pajamas. Several children crying because they didn't know pajamas had to be worn.
Oh, that's sad.
The principal said, no pajamas, no party. Themed parties, interesting in theory, but when you throw one at an elementary school, the focus ought to be on fun and not on the pajamas. Yes, or no?
You know what? Yes. They've ruined his self-esteem.
Right.
You know, going to a Catholic school, I didn't get to do free dress very often. And when I did, it was so stressful because I didn't know what to wear. I wanted to fit in. I didn't want to break any of the dress code rules.
Mm-hmm.
And to have someone single you out like that,
well,
it really does, especially for something so silly. It's not even dress code. It's a party.
Party last week at their school, and
I saw this first. A pajama party at school? How are you doing?
Yeah,
that?
I think that's weird too.
Yeah, no, they did it. They love it. All the kids wear their pajamas, and they think it's fun.
Now, but the next thing that makes me wonder, Richie, is this whole the business about children who are from low-income families. They have holes in their pajamas. They're probably not wanting to wear them.
Right.
Wouldn't you, my pajamas.
I have both of my pajamas, too.
When I hear this story,
what?
How do we know about this? Why is it a national story?
Because the parents made a big deal. Somebody focused in on it, and bingo bango, it shows up in print.
Jen just hit it. Social media.
Social media, yeah, exactly. Of course.
New Jersey taxpayers have spent $10 million in legal fees for the Bridgegate scandal. The invoices were released the other day by the Attorney General. $2.3 million spent on a digital forensic firm which looked at the records of the gate, the toll gates and the lights and whether or not they were tampered with. And the state of New Jersey has been sued for $80, $90 million by various entities that lost business because the gate was shut. And they've paid, the state has had to pay $8.5 million just on legal fees from a law firm that represented the state in all of these legal entanglements. Because they have political chicanery. I'm going to get even with that guy. We'll close the bridge. Look at what it cost him. Man, I wouldn't be voting for Christie if that was the case, if I were living in New Jersey. Coming up on 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Happy to present one of the country's foremost technological geniuses, Greg Stebbin, who also happens to double as the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, among many other things. He's an advisor to Mr. Musk on the Teslas. He was responsible for building the rear end of the Teslas. There are a lot of good things that you've done. As I skim over your CV, let's see what else. He was responsible for making sure that the rubber bands in the space program were extraordinarily strong.
Oh, don't go there. That is dangerous territory.
You don't want to take care of it. All right. Let's get to the latest Apple and Facebook stories in just a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
All right. Now, Greg Stevin at 56 past the hour. Mark Zuckerberg says he's pretty sympathetic with Apple's Tim Cook. Said setting up backdoors to encryption, not the right thing to do. It looks like Apple cracked at least 17 devices for the FBI since October. I don't know, and I don't know that a lot of people know what in the heck is going on here, Greg. The phone companies haven't said much about Apple, but Zuckerberg is happy to get on board, although I noticed Bill Gates said he was sympathetic with the FBI. It seems like there are a lot of things that are out of touch at Microsoft these days, including its founder.
Well, and interestingly enough, there's also been reports that Bill Gates has kind of walked back on that. So, you know, in my mind, the analogy here is, you know, if you go to a picnic and there's a tug of war, who's right?
The biggest, strongest guys.
That's right. The guy that didn't fall in the mud.
Well, but my point is you don't have a conversation about who's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conversation we're having here. I think both sides are right, and that's why it's difficult. Tim Cook and Apple are right to do the things they're doing, and the FBI, I think, is right to do the things they're doing. And I just wish this whole controversy and this debate was over, you know, a Kim Kardashian selfie or something, where the actual outcome was of no consequence.
Mm-hmm.
This is a passionate debate because of the outcome, and sometimes you have to step back from the outcome and say, what are we really talking about here? So I think the good news is, if you ever wanted a phone that was the securest possible phone you could find,
mm-hmm.
if you're ever worried about your own personal privacy, boy, I think we know which phone that is now.
That's right. This is good for business. let's follow some of the tweets that we have. Twitter at Good Day. Bill writes, individual rights should always be secondary to the safety of society as a whole. How many of you would defend Apple if you or a family member had been one of the victims? Brian writes, if a search warrant is issued, as in this case, the authorities have the right to the information thereafter. Apple's wrong. It could cost American lives. Doug writes, the FBI has the phone. They can do whatever they want with it. What they want is for Apple to supply them with a software code to break the encryption. Sorry, FBI has the physical evidence. The phone, if the FBI and NSA can't decrypt it, then tough luck. Mary writes, does the Constitution say the government has the right to make a private company write software so it can break into the phone? Not on your life. I read this, Greg, as something that would be very easy if the egotists at the FBI, unless I'm missing something, gave the phone to Apple. Apple opens it up, finds out what's in there, gives it to the FBI. That's it. They want to be able to do it to everybody's, and it's pretty. I mean, you can see through this.
Let me actually throw out a counter view of this. Mm-hmm. Apple doesn't want to do it because they don't want the code created by anybody. They don't want it to exist.
Ah, okay.
And that's an important part of the story.
Yeah. Well, then it corrupts or encrypts or it leads up the possibility that somebody get a hold of it and then ruin what they've done. I get that. Yeah, I think that's what you're saying. Greg Stebbins, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.